Armadoxy for today, love defined. The statement made by Christ in John chapter 3, verse 16, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, has been referred to as the gospel in brief. It is recited and re-recited by the young and the old so frequently that many would be pressed to explain its meaning. God sending his son is the reason given as a demonstration of his love for the world. The statement presupposes that we know how the story is going to pan out, namely that Jesus will be crucified. It is the crucifixion that gives meaning to the statement, God so loved the world that he gave his only son. The fact that God gives up and sacrifices his son is the qualifier for his love. In other words, we understand that God must love us so much that he sacrifices his very best. Without this sacrificial act, the statement is empty. In Armenian Orthodoxy, the symbol of love is the cross. Quite different from the Western symbol of the red heart made popular by Hallmark and candy companies vying for your dollars on Valentine's Day, the cross is true romance. Because in the symbol there is pain and suffering that is voluntarily given out of love. Think of your own circumstances, of your own life. Who are the people that sacrificed for you? If you can think of a person, then you are also thinking of a person who loves you. Love is painful because sacrifice hurts. Love is beautiful because sacrificing is the ultimate expression of beauty. The cross is set apart as a symbol of magnificence because in it we understand, albeit only partially but still enough, that God's love for us is the ultimate expression of caring, compassion, and affection for us because he gave his very best. The Greeks use many words to describe love, but three of them have been popularized in Christianity, namely eros, philia, and agape. Eros is the physical or sexual love. Think of the word erotic. Philia is the love between friends, between siblings. Think of Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. Agape is the God love. It is unconditional. It is sacrificial, and therefore sacrificial love, as in God so loved the world, is unconditional. Think Jesus Christ. Now, Armadoxy goes one step further. In the Armenian language, there is only one word for love, ser. In this one word, the erotic, brotherly, and unconditional elements of love all come together, remarkably, but not surprisingly. Join me tomorrow as we continue with Armadoxy for today. Let us pray. The prayer of Saint Mary Magdalene de Pazzi. All the greatest pains become sweet for whoever looks at Jesus Christ on the cross. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.